Well, I met him at the dinner. He said, I almost won Minnesota. I would have if I'd gotten in there one more time. So I didn't engage in that. And I picked up on the fact that he had been invited by the president of USCL to come up to the Iron Range and look at the mining operation there. And I reiterated we'd welcome him to Minnesota anytime. Yesterday, I met with him along with other governors. There were 46 governors in total there, so it was a big, not all of them were there yesterday morning, but he spoke and then answered some questions, and then three of his cabinet officials, Secretary Price, Secretary Mnuchin, and then the SBA administrator all spoke and took questions. So, yeah, and then we had meeting, I met with Secretary Price myself, and along with Commissioner Piper and Chief of Staff Jamie Tincher and our senior aide on health, Lauren Gilchrist. We met with him. I met with Senator Branstad and the incoming governor of Iowa with the new EPA administrator. I was on the Council of Governors that met with General Kelly for over an hour, as well as the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Defense. So wide ranging. I was not in an individual or small group meeting with the president, no.
What did you learn from all those commissioners?
Well, I'm gonna touch on that in my remarks shortly, but there's a great deal of uncertainty and a great deal of anxiety among governors, both parties. I mean, these decisions, whether it's on healthcare, Medicaid, and the funding of that and the changes in policies, enormous effect on all the states, whether they had Medicaid expansion or not, and how that's going to be handled. The trade issue, you know, agriculture, again, very, very serious concerns among farm governors and their constituents in terms of the effect of trade policies. The representatives of Target were present, I spoke with them, and they're very concerned about the possible import tax and the severe the effect that would have on them, Best Buy and others, as well as consumer goods of all kinds. So there's more uncertainty, and the administration was, you know, responsive to an extent in terms of the generalities of what they're going to do. And the president was very optimistic that he's going to achieve everything, and it's all going to be for the better. But there's no basis for evaluating these proposals because they haven't been made yet. The health care, he was asked explicitly, you know, when was that going to be ready? And he turned to Secretary Price, and he said the end of next month, meaning the end of March. And the president cut that in half. So, you know, they're among themselves in terms of timing. Yesterday, the director of OMB stated that Social Security and Medicare would be under consideration for the future, not for the upcoming budget. But you know, then right away, the press secretary, Spicer, contradicted that and walked that back. So, I mean, even among the administration officials themselves, there's whether it's disagreement or whether it's uncertainty or whatever. But there's that would be the overriding theme of the meetings, especially in contrast to before, which is not surprising given when I arrived in my first meeting in 2011, President Obama had a well-established administration. But given the changes that President Trump is saying he's going to make, it's brought about a great deal of uncertainty. And that will factor into the budget forecast, which I will refrain from commenting on until about an hour from now.
So after the